This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, Troy shows a little generosity.
I'm giving away a lot.
Right yeah.
Now. Any final words?
Before bringing the pain.
Natural 20 on the grab.
Is that that die?
Is that that die?
Yep.
Is that that die?
That's that die.
Oh, God!
Baron lays out a genius plan.
I want to kill it.
Interesting thinking.
But someone tries to spoil it.
Throw that die away.
Kidding me?
Throw all of your dice away. Trade dice with Troy.
And echoes of the past threaten the party's future.
The other animated Bramble goes after Gormley.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
We're having fun.
The adventure continues now.
Hey everybody, it is me, Skid, also known as the Cleric, currently known as Galabras. Welcome to this newest episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. We have a huge show today, we want to get right to it, but first want to mention a couple of things. First of all, please check out our Twitch channel, The Glass Cannon, on Twitch, where you can watch Joe and Troy stumble through their playthrough of Dark Souls 3. It's hilarious, because they suck. Also check out our YouTube channel, The Glass Cannon, on YouTube. We've got the back episodes of Joe and Troy's playthrough. Grant and I are doing a playthrough of Total War Warhammer, and we are also very terrible at it. And we're also posting back episodes, video versions of back episodes of the podcast, with some neat little visual cues, some helpful hints, stuff like that. It's really cool. Check it out. Subscribe The Glass Cannon on YouTube. And we also want to mention our good friends at Nerds on Earth. New to Pathfinder and want to learn more about breaking into the hobby? Please check out our friends page, where you'll find a link to nerdsonearth.com, a website full of not only great articles on Pathfinder, but all things nerd, comics, TV shows, tabletop, and even 5e for those of you who just can't let go. They really are great. They're good friends of ours. They just posted an article a few days ago about the old Against the Giants modules, super modules for old AD&D, one of my favorites. And yeah, so those guys are great. So, without further ado, let us jump into this newest episode, where we see a tantalizing chest at the other end of a room filled with compost. And surely it's empty, right? So let's see what happens in episode 54, Much Ado About Nothing.
And we're back! I've done that before, it doesn't work. you guys are so mad. Before we started this recording today, you guys are, I mean, it's mostly from fear, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So talk to me what's going through your head. I know that you've been upset with me all week. This is obviously a very, very bad situation, complicated even further by the fact that you did not rest. So, like, spells have been expended. Arcane pool points have been
squandered.
Uskroth's armor has been used up. Righteous Might. This is very, very bad.
I've been thinking about the 5 hours we spent picking flowers as to whether or not that could be parlayed into a rest period.
Oh, interesting. Did you?
You don't have to sleep here.
You don't have to
and
sleep.
And we did spend hours and hours.
You give us a partial rest?
You know what? We're using the real resting rules. It's like not all of you were harvesting the flowers.
And I only need, as we've discussed, my 1 hour of meditation to get my shit back.
Right. I'm going to allow it, which just goes to show you
how difficult this encounter
horrible
is.
This is going to be. So yeah, you get your HD plus your con back and hit points, and you get all your abilities back.
And wow, that's why terrifying. You stop to smell the roses.
Baron does not. Baron does not regain his hit points. I never do that. I just.
This is going to be dreadful.
This is going to be. Talk to me what's going through your mind. So you've gone through this vault, through the floor of bloom, over the bridge, met your useless druid companion, giant dragonfly fight, Benverine dies, Gormley dies. You rest them in the seed storage, protected by an unguent of timelessness and gentle repose so they won't decompose any further. Then you come down. Lork finds a bear companion, Barry Connick Jr. And then you find another companion in the form of a fetchling named Della. Then you almost immediately die. You fight a Tendriculus, which devours and paralyzes Galabras, and then also swallows whole Della. Della is 6 seconds away from death when Lork kills it and then crits it open. They come out badly burned by acid. They wake up. They heal. Then they go into this other room where all these weird flowers, similar to that scene in Wizard of Oz, just start putting people to sleep and then slowly bleeding them of constitution as they did with Galabras.
But that did not happen in Wizard of Oz.
Director's cut. Did you see the director's cut?
Oh, no.
Yeah. The flowers bleed them.
Got to check that out.
Yeah, it's really good. And then you guys make it through that room, winding hallway. And as you get to the end of the hall, there is this sense, and Joe, you even said it, blight. Well, sure enough, right when you walk into the room, 30-foot mounds of brambles and compost and thorns scattered about the room. On the eastern end of the room, a 50-foot mound with a swollen wooden chest on it. As you all come in, a couple of you climb the mounds, this creature comes out of one of the bramble mounds and releases an aura of blight upon all of you. Baron, fortuitous dwarf that he is, steals himself, does not succumb. But Lork, Galabras, and Della are sickened for one round. Where Barry Connick Jr. is an animal, he is nauseated for one round and sickened for a minute thereafter. He's just not, he's made of a different
metal. Well, I'm actually a little more upbeat now because I thought we were all nauseated, which is worse because you can't really
can't
act.
Do anything.
Yeah,
I added the vomiting in just for flair. But sickened, you take a -2 for this one round on all attack rolls, weapon damage rolls, saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks. So basically everything except AC. And then, nauseated, you can only take a move action, and that's it. Can't attack, cast spells, or concentrate. Obviously, it's just Barry Connick Jr. So his first round is going to be, he can move. That's it. And then the rest of you are going to take that -2. Any final words?
I just think that this monstrosity seems misunderstood, and maybe it'd like to talk it out with us. Like
I definitely think counseling. You should take your standard action to make a diplomacy check.
Okay, good.
It comes to you.
That's what I was planning on doing.
It's probably a good idea.
Try to reason with it, Baron.
I have a -1 diplomacy, so it should be good.
I'm Umlo.
Oh, wow. That was perfect.
Now, I've used the actual Pathfinder pawn of it, so you can see it, but here's a better picture of what it looks like.
That's so creepy.
So those little sort of spores at the top act as its eyes.
Mm. Oh, so it's like almost like insectoid.
Right, yeah, it has a very insectoid look to
it's
it.
It's like a compound mines. Eyeball.
Yep, all these mines, and it's just moving.
I love that free knowledge you. Nature check we just got there. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm giving away a lot right
yeah,
now.
This is making yeah, this me is more scared.
Everything must go, including us.
What else? Any other final words? I say final words because this could spell the end for someone.
I'm just thinking about more of these. Like you said, it came out of the mound, which mm-hmm. is I was actually poking the mound last episode to right. see if there's something hidden in there, or if something's going to bust out of it. Nothing happened. But I'm just trying to keep wary of more of these things coming out of other mounds and flanking us and stuff like that.
Right. I actually think that in this weird biology where it is. Kind of like an animal, kind of like a plant. I think it's like an apex predator. So I don't think there's a ton of them. I think it would be the only one here.
That could make a lot of sense, yes.
I think we'll be able to know pretty clearly like once it starts attacking. Like if it's horrifying itself, then it'll probably just be that thing, but we'll see.
What happened to the mound it came out of? Did it collapse?
No, it just moved straight through it without any... hindrance.
Oh, that's so strange. So maybe it can move through these other mounds right at us where we have to go around.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
I made a joke earlier to Joe that you'll only understand if you play Dark Souls, but it was like you walked through the mist door, and right when you came into this room, the door out was covered in mist.
This is like
with the wigger behind it. Yeah. Oh, usefully wigger.
Wait, wait. Can we summon other adventurers to help us against this?
That's why a wigger is
Dark Souls.
That's great. What a wigger is. She hasn't come through the gate yet.
Dark Souls. Are there any notes? Leprous.
I'm basically a Bloodborne character with my axe.
Yeah,
my
yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's totally. True.
And much like Dark Souls characters, we're all going to die.
Yep. Except you don't get to come back. Well, we've had some fun with these adventurers. I feel bad you never really got a chance to meet Della.
Why are you targeting her before we even begin?
Well, I mean, the rest of them are going to die, and Della's going to be the sole survivor.
Fair enough.
I think it's time for the magic words. Roll for initiative.
All right.
I got a 16.
16 for Della as well.
18 for Lurk.
Ooh. Okay.
20 for Baron.
Nice. Yeah, man.
Not bad.
All right.
This plant's going to have like a 92.
We never did figure out how to do, would you say 20 for Baron?
Yes.
What's your, okay. We Eight. Never did figure out how to do companion initiative, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really look into it. It's just easier to just have him go on my turn, you know, I don't.
Right.
We'll see if maybe, you know, one day, if Lurk survives and his animal companion grows and becomes like a large animal that is much more self-sufficient. Maybe he can have his own initiative and act on his own, but for now, he's just a little bear cub.
Oh, he's kind of cute. Round one. It has the highest initiative.
All right.
So the first thing it's going to do...
A couple things are going to happen.
Sometimes I do wish we video recorded this just to see the just laughing fear on your faces. Okay, everyone roll a reflex save.
Reflex?
Is it a spell-like ability? Poison?
It is a supernatural ability. No, I'm sorry. It's a spell.
Excellent. 22.
Okay.
11.
Okay.
17 for Lork. Am I rolling for Barry? He's nauseated.
Yeah, you actually do have to roll for Barry.
Natural one for Barry.
Five for Della.
Five for Della, one for Barry. Galabras got an 11, you said?
Yes.
And Lork?
17.
17. Okay. Della, Galabras, and Barry.
Barry.
Barry. Barry.
Bear.
Barry. Barry Connick Jr.
Yes.
Well, all of you notice that around your legs... The thorns are starting to come up to try and entangle you. Every single one of you just... Lork and Baron are able to get out of the way of it. It doesn't latch onto them, but Galabras, Della, and the nauseated Barry Connick Jr. are currently entangled and cannot move by this thing. And I will tell Baron and Lork, and it will affect all of you, if you remain in that space... by the end of your turn, you will immediately become entangled.
Even if you saved on this one.
Even if you saved. The ground is still moving. You are just like, hot potato, hot potato, hot lava. You're able to get out of it. The rest of you, however, are entangled. Baron.
Baron will take a 5-foot step diagonally.
Classic Baron.
Towards the other way. There you go. And he knows that after seeing the Tendriculus recoil in horror at the fire shot out of him, that he needs to empty the two barrels he has in order to reload them with fire ammunition. Because right now they're regular because I'm running low.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to rapid shot. He should be about 40 feet away, so that's past my first range increment.
And you're also 30 feet up.
30 feet away, and 30 feet up. Yeah, so you're at least
20 feet up because he's a 10-foot high creature. So how far away am I?
I'm invoking Pythagoras right now. You said 40 feet away as the crow flies?
Was it 40 when you counted, Jeff?
It was 30.
30?
Yeah.
And I'm 20 feet up, so that's 35.
We'll say one ranging.
It's 40. Yeah, one. Yeah, so just minus two.
Just the minus two for the range.
So I'm going to add six to both of these.
Okay.
And it's against regular AC.
You are officially within 40 feet, so you're good.
23 to hit.
23 hits.
Yeah!
7 points of damage.
Okay.
16 to hit.
16 to hit. Misses.
Okay, so rapid reload. I pull out a couple of my remaining fire bullets, and I go, shtunk, shtunk, and I'm ready to light this motherfucker on fire.
Yeah, light this motherfucker up.
Okay, now where you did rapid shot and the quick reload, are you able to move?
He took a 5-foot
step.
5-foot step already.
Okay, so you moved out of the thing that was trying to entangle you. Very good, Baron. Lork, you're up. You are sickened, but you're not entangled.
All right, Lork is going to do a double move around the mound and try to get into a position to get a clear shot at this thing next round. Because he's wedged up against the wall. So he's going to go back around to the other side of the mound, and there's an open area.
If you
want to
try and squeeze through with the wall, it's just going to cause double movement for those 10 feet of squeezing if you want to.
It's not going to give me a clear shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if I get through, I can't get a clear shot.
So Lork is going to come around like past Della. Oh, I see. Okay. So you're pretty much side by side with Della. Clear shot on this horror.
Right.
Nauseated Barry Connick Jr. Is also entangled, so he can't even try to break the entanglement. Della.
So what can I do to break the entanglement?
You can do a escape artist or a strength check.
Okay. And I'm entangled, so I'm taking a minus two to dex on that.
Yes, minus two. Yeah, just minus two to the check. It's a minus two to skill checks.
But I'm also sickened. I'm entangled and sickened. Do I have the condition entangled?
Yes, you do. It's a move action to break free with strength or escape artist.
All right, well, I'll roll escape artist and see what happens.
Brimming with confidence.
Four. Fuck.
Della's just like, no.
So that was my move action?
That was your move action.
All right, I'm going to cast Cat's Grace on myself.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
All right. It is now Galabras' turn.
I am going to cast True Strike on myself.
Oh, entangled Galabras. Ooh,
firebolts, baby.
Do you want to try and break the entanglement? Because that's just a move action.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. So what is it?
Strength or escape artist.
Well, being that my escape artist is minus eight, I will go for the strength check. Plus zero. Four.
That's what I rolled.
Right.
Oh, man.
Four buddies.
Yeah,
what's up?
He's covered in puke. okay. Iwiga falls unconscious.
Oh, come on.
Of course she does.
Laziest GM of all time.
Iwiga falls unconscious from the blight. Being a druid, she is so connected to nature.
Bullshit. You just forgot to bring her stat block. Give me that.
I left it in my car. All right. Round two.
And we're no longer sickened.
You are no longer sickened.
Oh, okay, no longer
now,
sickened.
Now, Ben Vereen is sickened for a minute, but he is no longer nauseated.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Round two. It is the creature's turn. Where is everybody? Okay.
We're represented there on the map.
Right,
the
I see you. I see you. There you are. Okay. Right next to Baron. On the ground.
No.
The thorns and compost and everything around you rises from the ground, and there is a large plant that you can tell is controlled by the original plant.
Oh, oh no.
So it, puppet master it plant.
It animated the brambles around you.
Oh,
and
no.
And now it is just rose out of the ground, and now the two of you are on top of the 30-foot mound.
Oh, my God.
And this thing is like 10 feet tall? Like, Baron's facing this huge, this tall?
Yeah, you are facing basically this just large...
collection
large
of thorns.
Plant. I've put a mini there that is...
Looks great.
Yeah, and now it blocks Baron. That thing comes out and attempts to slam Baron. Just... 19 to hit.
It's not a giant subtype, is it?
Get out of here.
Against my AC, right?
Yeah. No, against your dex bonus.
Stalling.
Stalling. Every minute.
No, that was against your diplomacy check.
That is...
Get out of here.
You've got a thing that automatically calculates.
19 exactly.
All right. You take 13 points of damage, and it goes for a free attempt to grab.
Oh.
Natural 20 on the grab.
Is that that die?
Is that that die?
Yep.
Is that that die?
That's that die.
Oh, oh God. Damn
it. And it constricts you.
Oh,
God. Can you at least let me know what your roll was? Because, you know, it never hurts to know. He hit on a 13 earlier against...
Well, a natural 20, it's going to grab you. But did you get the first damage?
13.
Okay. It grabs you, grapples you, and constricts you for 15 points of damage.
Oh.
And this is a separate thing.
Please save me.
With its own hit points.
I don't think it's going to have many hit points, so I want to kill it.
Interesting thinking.
oh, God.
This thing, the giant original mess of brambles, moves towards the party. And it moves straight through these mounds, as Lork assumed.
Yep.
And it comes right up to the mound where Galabras is. And now it is Baron's turn. Enwrapped in vines.
Do I get an escape artist check or a strength check, or what do I do?
You're in the grapple condition, so you can do escape artist or CMB. CM Bizzle.
I get the same bonus to both, so let's say it's a combo in plus 10.
Dealer's choice. Plus
12.
You remain grappled. Lork.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, no, you have to...
It's a standard action to do it. Try and break the grapple.
Shit.
Jesus.
Okay.
Huge treasure chest just laughing at you on the other side.
All right.
It's going, the lid is lifted up.
I know it's a mimic. We all know it's a mimic anyway. You don't have to...
Lork is going to load... fire arrows.
Okay.
To do a rapid shot at the boss man.
Okay.
Here we go. First fire arrow. Miss. Second fire arrow. 21.
21 just barely hits.
Ooh. All right. Nice though. Fire arrow. Oh, okay. 11 damage. And one fire.
Okay, so 12 damage altogether.
12 right? damage altogether.
One of it was fire?
One of it was fire.
Can't tell if it really made any difference.
Okay.
Barry Connick Jr. Barry White. You are now still entangled and sickened, as opposed to nauseated. So you can take an action.
Okay, he'll do a combat maneuver bonus to get out, and does not, so he's just still there.
Still there. Della.
Escape artist to escape.
Okay, you got that bonus from Cat's Grace.
No, I'm not sickened, so. 18.
Della breaks free.
Yes!
Okay, I'm going to... Can I climb? What does it take me to climb the mound?
It's 30 feet up, so 30 feet of movement.
30 feet of movement. Great. I'm going to climb up the mountain to get next to Baron.
You are my lady.
to engage in melee with the plant thing.
Okay, so that's your turn because you use one move to break out of it, yes. And then the second move to get up there. Okay,
and as I'm going,
so getting up these mounds is no issue at all.
No,
it's just scramble.
I'm saying in terms of movement, you don't have to roll climb checks.
It's okay, it's not very steep.
No, it's like going up a little hill.
It would make the combat lame if you had to
roll the climb check. You fall and trip. Good thing you're not blind though.
Yeah, that's one thing.
As I'm going,
at least you died with vision.
I'm going to use an Arcana point to light my scimitar on fire.
Yeah.
Now you have a plus one flaming scimitar. That's so if you were a first level magus, you would only be able to make it a plus one weapon because it's not magical.
Right.
But now that you've reached fifth level, this is just a magus ability, arcane
it's
pool.
It's magus, actually. Magus? We discovered.
It's a magus.
Magus. We haven't played the song in a while. So
can we discuss G's in Latin for a while?
Always hard G's in Latin, unless it's new Latin, in which case it is a soft G if followed by an iron E.
And I will supplement. I'm going to roll to aid Skid's Latin roll. And I'm going to say that V's are pronounced as W's in Latin. So it's not Vendi, Vidi, Vici. It's Wendy, Weedy, Weeky. The C's are hard as well.
That's I'm canceling true. This podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't even take this anymore. I'm about to flip this map over.
Okay, so Flaming Scimitar.
Flaming Scimitar.
So now that you're fifth level, I didn't finish. I say now that you're fifth level, you can add a plus one enhancement bonus like flaming or keen or frost or something to it.
Yeah.
Then once you get to ninth level, or if you get a magical weapon, you're going to do some crazy.
Yeah, there's some crazy abilities on that list.
You got to live.
So that's why I said when Della dies, you should make another magus.
Magus.
Magi. Galabras.
Okay, so with my true strike imbued crossbow.
Yep.
Load a firebolt into it, and
do you want to do a strength check as your move action to break the?
Yeah, after I grow, I'm gonna try to do that.
Okay, yeah, because you'll get a bonus.
20, motherfucker, 20.
Just snaps the brambles as you double in size. Nice. Here, I'll give you a big mini now. That's a funny thing to say, a big mini.
Okay. and I fire the crossbow, 37 to hit.
37? Let me just take a quick peek. Yep.
Hit it. Wait, is it against his AC?
Right, no.
diplomacy score.
That's against his disguise skill.
So it's 8 points of normal damage and 4 points of fire.
You did upgrade the crossbow, right?
I did.
Okay.
So 8 normal, 4 fire.
That's awesome.
Not bad.
All righty.
Did the fire seem to affect it?
It did not seem to affect it.
Not hurt it at all, or just
not affected differently.
It didn't give it extra damage, so you don't see that it's vulnerable to fire. Round three. The animated bramble that is grappling good old Baron will attempt to maintain the grapple. I think it failed. Yes, 13.
Beautiful.
I get a plus five to that.
Still fails.
18.
Still 18. Fails.
So it releases you from its grip, and then it tries to slam you again. 19 on the die.
Oh, man, this
Wait, so maintaining the grapple, is that just a swift action? What is it? I think maintaining grapple takes more
the
action economy than you.
I have the grapple flowchart here.
Once you are grappling an opponent, a successful check allows you to continue grappling the foe and also allows you to perform one of the following actions as part of the standard action spent to maintain the grapple.
Well,
move
there
or
you
damage.
Go. So it's like if I had maintained it, then I get the bonus of being
that
able
becomes
to,
as
to
part
do
of
something
that
else. All right, so Baron is free, and that is all it gets to do. But free for how long?
Forever.
This monstrosity, just four vines from its side come out and just go whip forward, and thorns rain upon Galabras and Lork. So the first thing of thorns at Lork, 29 to hit.
Okay.
the first thorns hit you for 11 points of damage. Second thing of thorns, 16 to hit.
To me?
Yeah.
That's a miss.
Okay, and now at Galabras, first thing of thorns, 23 to hit.
It's a hit.
It does 9 points of damage. Just
it does 4 points of damage.
Nice.
No, that's right, because the
damage
DR.
Reduction. And the second one misses. So,
okay.
Bah, 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 bah. And then it just continues moving closer to Lork.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Just vroom, vroom.
Yeah, Lork is getting pretty smushed in the back here.
Barry Connick Jr. is not going to be happy about this.
That ability is known as Rain of Thorns. Yeah. Cool. Okay, and now it is Baron's turn.
What kind of penalty do I take for being 5 feet in front of this guy? Do I take any?
What do you mean?
Can like, I just shoot at him?
You would incur an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
By shooting?
Ooh. Yes, by shooting.
And don't forget, this thing threatens up to 15 feet away.
Right.
So anything you do is going to incur attack of opportunity.
So I have no chance.
Well, I mean, a full withdraw will. A attempt to shoot a ranged thing. The only thing that won't incur is a melee attack.
And any space in any direction, you're sliding down the slope.
Right.
So you're no longer up there.
No, I know. I was going to try to jump down to shoot at the main guy, but I think...
you can full withdraw and just and get down... To the
you
ground
can still
level.
Slam him and grapple him if he tries to withdraw.
No, because then he'd be... No, because then he'd be 30 feet away. Oh, but...
But
no, because...
You get one free space away.
Right, but then, he's down, right at the edge of the slope, so would he still be provoked?
It's going to provoke once, we'll say, if you did a full withdraw.
All right, so I'm going to shoot at this guy. I'm going to try to kill him.
Okay.
Up close and deadly on both.
It goes to slam you as you do, and it slams you for, 26. It comes down, 10 points of damage, and attempts to grab you for free.
It hit. Oh, sorry, 26 was the hit.
Yeah. You take 10 points of damage. This thorny vine bah, comes down, and then a 26 to grapple you.
26 grapples.
Okay, so it grapples.
Aaron's all wrapped up again.
And then it constricts you for 14 more points of damage.
It can do all that on an attack of opportunity?
Yep.
So that's a total.
A creature
of...
that has grab, if it hits, it gets a free attempt to grab. And because this has the constrict special ability, it does even more damage.
That's a total of how many points of damage?
11 plus 14, so 25.
Jesus Christ.
And it is now Baron's turn. Baron's turn.
I attempt to break free.
How does that work?
You can shoot it, you know.
You can still
shoot
while
I'm just, grappled?
Yeah.
It's a minus
four. Oh, I didn't know that.
You can do anything that only takes one hand.
Right.
So you can't reload it.
Okay, so I'll rapid shot him.
Yeah.
At a minus.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, that's 12. Does that hit against touch AC?
You're taking a minus.
Minus two to hit.
Okay, so 10 against touch AC. Does
that's
that hit?
That's a miss.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a hit. That's a 23.
That one hit. So Baron's wrapped up in all these vines, like, pow, 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 pow,
yeah.
Just shooting away.
The red dice will be my fire damage.
Okay.
So that is 10 points of regular damage, 4 points of fire damage, 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage. Right. All right. Baron does damage it. How's everybody feeling? I sense a real lull of energy in the room. It's just a palpable fear.
Imminent death will do that to a person.
Yeah,
that'll
do that.
Well, being constricted or grappled or entangled, but you literally can't move.
You know, I love Lork. I do. And I like the ranger stuff. But it's tough sometimes when you just have no magic. There's no, like, deus ex machina. There's just no way out of something crazy. You know, you just gotta cut. Hope you hit... Hope you're strong enough to break a grapple. You know, there's no
like friendly druid say that might be able to help in the situation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's no like magical creature that's like thousands of years old with incredible magical abilities.
Like you just have lightning strike out of nowhere. And
right,
find, you know.
Right.
I don't know where we'd find someone like that.
We're having fun. Let me ask you this. I forgot what I was going to say. Lork never gets magic where you took this archetype?
Yeah, this archetype, he never has no access to magic, which I think fits his character, but still, it's just like, when you're fighting things like this that are like clearly magical, you know, it's very intimidating.
So you guys walk into the room, a blight aura permeates from this creature that comes out of the brambles. Almost all of you except Baron gets sickened. Poor Barry Connick Jr.,
He's fine.
Really rough shape.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's hidden behind a mound throwing up on himself.
Then almost all of you get entangled with the exception of Lork and Baron. And then this thing animates the brambles that keeps grabbing at Baron, constricting Baron. I think Baron's taken almost 50 points of damage at this point by this thing.
Over 50 points of damage.
Over 50 points of damage, just fighting on the top of this hill. Hill of compost. And it is now Lork's turn. You are face to face with this blight.
Okay, so I think Lork has little choice. He's going to ditch the bow. Quick draw the falch and okay. just swipe at this thing and hope to cut the greenery. Hope to cut a vine.
Prune this motherfucker.
Quick draw is so clutch you're not going to provoke attack of opportunity.
Right. So he is going to power attack.
Oh, Nelly.
And hopefully hit this guy. Here we go. Lork swings! Natural one.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Throw that die away.
Kidding me.
Throw all of your dice away. Trade dice with Troy.
We should do an experiment.
Yeah,
one episode.
Just give me that. Give me a card. I'll explain what happened. What Lork did.
Oh, Lork. Jeepers.
Did I say I liked Lork a second ago?
Yeah.
I lied.
It's insane how many ones.
I know. It's just insane.
Self-decapitation.
Who was that? You are dazed for 1d3 rounds.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, here's a d6. 1 and 2 is 1, 2 and 3 is... 3 and 4 is 2, 5 and 6 is 3. And they're all the 5.
3 rounds.
Dazed. And what is dazed?
I think dazed is you can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
You're just like, dong.
That is maybe the worst. Your frontline fighter is now dazed.
Wow.
Well, no, you... What's it? Stunned is worse, right?
Stunned is worse because I think you're also helpless. Dazed, you're not helpless.
Resident...
So he can't coup de grace me, but I also don't... I can't do anything.
Right.
Dazed is... You are unable to act normally. You can take no actions, but you have no penalty to AC. A dazed condition typically lasts one round. Yeah, what a crock of shit that is.
3 rounds.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Look at Grant. His head is buried in his microphone. I feel so bad.
He's so broken.
Barry Connick Jr., you can attempt to break free.
Attempts to break free. 11.
He is still trapped within there. Does he have any ranged attacks?
Just move on.
Okay. Bears, they spit venom, right?
Yeah.
I'm no naturalist, but I believe bears spit venom.
Troy's never seen Jurassic Park, so he would have no fucking clue.
If you tell me a bear spits venom, I'll believe you. Della, you are no longer entangled, right?
I haven't been entangled. I charged up the hill.
That's right. Charged up the hill.
Lit my scimitar on fire.
You see, just Baron is entwined in vines.
I believe in Della. Della's my fella.
Della's going to expend another arcane point to use arcane accuracy.
Okay.
So I got a +3 to hit.
+4, right?
+3 with this ability.
Ah.
Yeah. And the... 1.
You rolled natural a 1. You rolled a 1! Grant's leaving. Grant is leaving. Oh, wait a minute. This is really bad.
But does that take that 1 up to a 2 with that ability?
No.
1 is... No. Oh, no.
Catch your breath. You can only take a move action next round.
Oh, my God!
We can't attack anything!
The hardest combat ever, 2 ones in a row, and Baron could be a successful grapple away from permadeath because it does its grab a slam damage and its constrict damage on a successful grapple.
Oh, well, he's excited to cancel the show forever after we all die.
Yeah.
So much free time.
Yeah, and it's going to be really tough to get the episodes back going when I shatter all my recording equipment to pieces.
I had a +12 to hit. +12 with the cat's grace and the arcane accuracy
with a magical weapon.
That was like the highest you probably ever had.
I've never had a better bonus.
Galabras, you are up.
Sometimes the die just...
This is the second round of Ine Chuck. You are giant Galabras, no longer entangled, atop this mound, looking down upon. For some reason, Lork looks totally out of it in front of this beast.
Jesus Christ, man.
He just sees this thing come at him, Lork, and he just, like, he gets into that
that. His consciousness can't process it.
Right. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
You know, I want, part of me wants to channel so that,
it won't kill me if you do.
Yeah. But I mean, I could roll two. I could roll two and then, and that's all I do for the round. And I only have five rounds of this righteous might, and I could cast spiritual hammer. And that would be a constant threat to this creature for another five rounds.
It would have to roll a 21 to hit it, I think. Just that theory,
what
theory
a
crafting.
Brutal decision.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, for a kid Galabras's age to have to make a choice like this,
right? Yeah. And just imagine this is all happening in seconds. So it's just, oh God! Yeah. Della running up the hill with a flaming scimitar.
Galabras, what does your heart tell you?
You see, you hear Desna's voice within your head. Desna is cast by Joe. Played by Joe.
She says, heal Lork.
All right, I am going to channel. I'm going to channel.
Okay. Cleric's gonna cleric. Let's see. Here comes the
Come
magic
on, get
Roman
that
die.
Little box cars. Little box cars. Come on, buddy.
I will roll my gold-plated Roman dice, or DK, as it would be pronounced in Roman Latin. Six.
6 points of healing to the party could mean the difference between life and death.
Just for like a round or two.
Yeah, right. I know. It's like
it is now round four. We've used two rounds of Ine Chuck.
Any chance you have any move actions that deal massive damage?
I'm trying to figure that out right now. I am in the same predicament.
Okay. This thing is going to attack Lork with two slams. First slam, 16.
Miss.
Second slam, 27.
Get out of here. That first slam is like he's dazed, but he just reflexes. He's like, whoo, dodges out of the way. Doesn't know why.
So just rah-bah, these big thorny vines coming down. Rah-bah, coming down. The second one hits true, and you take 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And now the animated Bramble will attempt to maintain the grapple on Baron. I'm coming out in front of the table to roll this in front of the party.
I hate that die.
What happened to you, Della, again on your critical fumble?
It was catch your breath.
Catch your breath.
I can only take a move action next round.
So you just came up, you went to strike it. And
you like took a giant swing and just missed horribly.
And you see this thing try to hold on to Baron.
Oh, yeah! Wait.
15.
With the plus five?
Same.
Oh, with the plus five, it's 20.
Against what?
CMD.
My CMD is exactly 20. Ugh. Why is it getting plus five?
Because when you maintain the grapple, you get a plus five. It maintains the grapple.
Just for the record, that was a four on the die. This thing is always going to maintain its grapple.
Yeah, four on the die. First, it does its slam damage. 13 points of slam damage.
Unconscious.
And now it's doing its constrict damage. Here it is. Roll in front of you. 13 points of damage.
I am 2 hit points away from death.
Oh. All right, so 13 points of damage. Baron, that puts you at what?
Negative 13. I have a constitution score of 15.
Roll a constitution check to stabilize. DC is...
It's 23.
So you're, just my con bonus to this roll?
Yeah. You have to hit a natural 20.
Nope.
So does he then...
You lose a hit point.
Right now or next round?
No, on his next
turn. No, on your turn. It's his turn, right?
It's his turn, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're rolling it.
Oh, so...
So Baron is 1 point away from permadeath!
Yay!
Lork!
Yeah, if I could do anything. I can't act.
You can't do anything.
You're dazed. Jeepers.
You understand that just because we beat up a Gorion once doesn't mean you should TPK us like when you get the first fucking chance.
Attached he was to that.
After this thing kills you, it's going to rip off its mask and it's really the Gorion. And I would have got away with it. Where for you pesky dwarves? Oh, man. Barry Connick.
He'll attempt to break out.
My heart's
fiercely. Facing. Natural 20.
He breaks free.
Breaks free.
Now he needs to get out of that space.
He's going to
Oh my god!
I can't even order them. I mean, I can't. I'm dazed. Like, I can't.
What would he do?
I can't handle them.
Yeah. Would he rush to defend?
He would run up and attack and try to break.
You would run. It would run up to the thing that was attacking you. I would assume.
Yeah, that's what I would
assume.
He knows
attack. So.
All right. So he'll run up to it. I mean, I assume he incurs an attack of opportunity.
He does.
Yeah. Two attacks if he has it.
He does. First attack, 25.
That's a hit.
Oh, jeepers. This is just brutal. 12 points of damage.
Hold on a second. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
And it does have combat reflexes. So it has multiple attacks.
We just named it.
Second attack.
Wait. Does it only threaten 10 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet, so it'll beat you.
Okay.
Yeah, moving from 15 to 10 and 10 to 5.
And you have no doubts that this large creature, not huge, threatens 15 feet naturally.
It has a reach of 10, so that means it threatens 5 feet outside of that.
Okay.
So
the second attack?
The second attack was a 16.
That is a hit.
It is a hit.
It's second. Or maybe that didn't factor in. Yeah, that factored
in. Wait, second doesn't affect AC.
His regular AC is 16.
Okay, so. And you can't bolster a companion while dazed, right? That is an action you have to take?
Yes, it's an immediate action.
The second attack does 15 points of damage. Okay.
So he is unconscious.
Baron, one hit point away from dying. Permadeath and Barry Connick Jr., just named, is unconscious. Do you roll to stabilize now or next turn?
Next turn.
Okay. Della, you're up. Catch your breath.
So if I take a 5-foot step, as if I'm trying to get away,
mm-hmm.
could I incur an attack of opportunity and force the plant to choose to attack me?
Well, you got to take more than a 5-foot step. Step won't incur.
He could just move and have it be 5 feet. He doesn't have to take a five-foot step.
Right. Yeah, but when you said take a 5-foot step. Yeah, if you want to move to incur, you absolutely can try to.
I'm going to step out. I'm going to basically tell us going to step out and step back into the same square as my move action and incur an attack of opportunity. Two, actually.
So you're going to step back and forward to try and get it to attack you.
And I will taunt it.
To try to get it to release.
Roll an intimidate check.
15.
It has no consciousness. It has no intelligence, but it does release Baron and attempt to slam you. Baron falls from its grip, 1 point away from permadeath. If he doesn't, let's see what happens.
Della's like, pick on me! Pick on me!
16 to hit Della.
Miss.
All right.
Nice. So Baron lays dying on the ground.
That was the best use of a move action only I've ever seen.
That is the best. It really is.
Wait, do you still have a standard action? No, I'm still critical fumble.
Grand.
God. All right. Galabras.
I'm going to channel again.
Come on. Boxcars.
This would stabilize Baron as well.
Nine. All right.
9 points of damage.
Yeah. That brings Barry back, too.
Baron is back, but for how long? Round 5.
Well, he's not conscious.
He's not conscious.
But he's stabilized.
He's stabilized. Round 5, and it is the one next. This is Lork's second round of dazed, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. It goes to, what does it want to do now? It is going to slam Lork again.
What an easy target.
16 misses on the first.
Nice. All right.
Maybe I got to get a new die.
Nope.
27 on the second hit.
That was the same numbers last time.
10 points of damage. So you're just dazed and taking one vine.
Come on, Lork. Get in the fight.
Smacking you.
Come on, Lork.
All right. The animated bramble goes after Della.
I'm still taunting it, even though I don't know.
Still taunting. Assuming that it squeezed the life out of the dwarf, it goes to attack Della. And that is a 14.
There you go. Della is crafty.
Yeah.
It misses.
Dipping and dodging.
Misses Della. Baron is stabilized now and at negative
6?
-5.
Ooh,
man. And it is Lork's turn. He is still dazed for the second of three rounds.
Yeah, second of three rounds.
And Barry Connick Jr., roll a constitution check to stabilize.
He's back up.
The channel.
Oh, the channel brought him back up. Yep. All right, so it is Barry Connick Jr.'s turn.
And he's, you know, he's just a bear, so he's going to try to get up, which provokes.
Okay, and it attacks, obviously. 18, it hits.
It hits.
And, oh man, 16 points of damage.
He's unconscious again.
Oh, Barry. Oh, Barry.
Man.
Della, this thing just whipped out at you and missed. What do you do?
Arcane accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to swing at it with my flaming scimitar.
And arcane accuracy gives you what, a bonus to hit?
Plus 3 bonus to hit.
Okay, let's see it.
That's not a roll. 17 to hit.
17.
Badass.
Hits.
Badass. Yes. Finally, we're coming up Milhouse.
Yeah, that's good damage. Sorry. Spoiler.
15 damage.
And nice. I will tell you, that is a magical weapon, so it bypasses.
DR?
It's DR.
5 of that was fire damage, if that makes any difference.
It does not. Well, but
thanks for telling us.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Great job.
If I hadn't done the arcane accuracy, I wouldn't have hit.
And now it is Galabras in the fourth round of Giant Galabras. He just saved Baron's life.
I got a channel again. I mean,
yeah.
I'm totally wasting.
And this is 3 channels.
6.
Oof. What's going to happen when Baron comes back to life and it sees another target?
I wish I had just stayed unconscious.
Yeah, at that point.
You can play dead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play dead.
All right.
Yeah, you're not a bear cub. Yeah, you know how to.
Man, spells are being burned. We've had 3 channels. We've had 4 rounds of Righteous Might. It is now round 6.
Imagine if we did this without resting, like, and actually didn't get the rest.
Yeah, seriously.
This would have just been hysterical.
Okay, this thing goes to slam at Lork again. I mean, make it stop. 21 to hit Lork.
Got him.
First hit does, 16 points of damage.
Shit. Bah,
bah, bah. Second slam comes down, hits 26. Comes down, bah, 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 bah. Another 16 points of damage. 32 damage, 2 slams. And Lork still stands there dazed. The other animated Bramble goes after Gormley.
Excuse me.
Excuse. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's -4 to hit. Yeah, you went after the round.
You went after this vague ghost of Gormley who appears.
It reaches through the ceiling.
You said it. You said he attacked Gormley. Not even here, bro.
27 to hit.
Oh, man.
That hits.
It attacks Della. Oh, boy. Another 16 points of damage.
Wow.
Tries to grab.
They do a lot.
May not have grabbed with a 16.
Against my CMD?
Yep.
Nope.
Okay, so just...
Thank God.
These things are just chipping away at damage. They're doing minimum 15 damage.
Did you roll like
a
3 on that? Or a 2?
To hit?
No, on the grab.
Don't worry about what I roll. Well, he doesn't get a +5 because it... You know,
right.
Maintain a grapple.
So probably still very low.
All right, everyone still going. Baron, you are stabilized, still unconscious. Lork, this is your third round of dazed.
It's my turn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so third and final round.
Third and final round, you are no longer... What a game changer to just be out of the combat. Barry Connick Jr., is he awake from that last channel?
No.
Still.
Oh, so... no, he's stabilized, though.
Yeah, stabilized from the magical...
We're out of the
channel.
Fight.
And it is Della's turn.
Della is going to use spell combat to both attack and shoot magic missiles.
Attack and shoot magic missiles.
I take a -2 to my attack roll. But I can shoot a magic missile. I'm not moving.
So you're basically slashing with one hand, bah, 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 shooting magic missiles
out of my fingers with the other hand.
That's amazing!
I'm going to shoot the magic missiles at the main guy.
Ah, okay, so you can choose different targets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could actually divide the missiles between them if I wanted to, but I'm not going to.
All right, so first attack is going to be at the creature, the sword. You're doing your +1 flaming scimitar at the animated Bramble that almost killed Baron.
We'll do that one first. 21 to hit.
21 hits.
13 points of damage.
13 points of damage.
Nicely done, Matthew.
Nice. Okay, and now you want to shoot the magic missiles at the other one.
Yep.
Go for it.
Gotta get some dice going here. One.
Yeah. Fuck them up. I wish we were doing exploding dice.
I know.
Oh, man. Exploding dice plus magic missile equals game changer. Four.
I'll tell you what, exploding dice, two of you 44. Would be dead right now.
Yeah, with those.
13 points of damage.
13 nice. Points of damage.
Yeah. Do you get a save on that?
No, for magic missile. Magic
no
missile just hit.
Yep.
All right, Galabras, just as he's about to shrink back down.
This is the minion.
That was the main guy.
Yeah, oh.
I divided my attacks.
Oh, cool.
So I was helping
cool.
you guys.
Very cool.
I'm going to channel again.
Fourth channel.
Four.
Oh, my God.
4 points of healing. And Galabras just joom, shrinks.
No, I have one more round.
That was the fifth.
That was the fifth?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I remember him saying last round was the fourth.
Yeah, he was wrong then, too.
All right, round seven. Oh, boy. It is the same guy. It slams Lork. First slam. Possible fumble. Rolling to confirm the fumble. Confirm the fumble.
I rolled a one.
I rolled a one and a two.
All right.
All right. Natural attack.
Come on. Something to take it out of the fight for a round
well,
or two.
Well, this is going to help everybody. Whiff. The attack deals damage to you instead of the target. So yeah! it goes to whip Lork and whips back on itself.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. All right, so I'll tell you what it rolled for damage. 13 points of damage
okay.
to nice. Itself.
Beautiful.
Just ba-ba-ba-ba.
Does that cut through the DR?
Yeah, I'll cut through your DR. All right, second attack at Lork. 23.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I keep rolling the same exact damage. But
so we're doing that thing where you fumble but keep attacking?
Yeah.
Give me my fucking card back.
16 points of damage.
Oh.
But Lork is fully aware now after being whipped 3 times in the face, maybe 4, with these thorny vines. And now the animated bramble goes after Della and hits Della. 4. 15 points of damage.
Jesus.
Goes to grab Della. Natural 20. Grabs Della. And then constricts Della for 10 points more of damage. And yeah. Della is now grappled in the same thing that almost killed Baron.
I'm pretty hurt.
Oh, baby. Baron, are you awake?
I'm awake. And I'm going...
laying on the ground in front of the creature.
I mean, I'm going to die if I do anything. I'm aware of that. I deeply appreciate Del's efforts. I am going to hold my action until I'm no longer threatened by this thing. So I'm hoping that the guys see both of us almost dead and will help us kill this animatron so that we can then attack the main guy. Because I
mean, it's just going to kill her, you realize.
I'm
the
I'm
same thing that happened to you is happening to her.
And then it'll kill you once it kills me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's what Baron does.
On the ground, can I reload?
Oh, right. Sorry.
So I can't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not reloaded, that would provoke.
What a terrible situation.
But it would let her go, though, right?
It could, yeah. It could let
But then it would just slam just him and just kill Baron.
I think... what I want to do is hope that the party can find a way to stop that thing first, and I'm going to act as soon as I can.
Okay.
So Baron lays
before there. You make that decision, you should know that Lork looks like he has -6 hit points.
Oh, wait, Lork is unconscious?
No, he's a ferocious half-orc.
Did you rage?
Not yet. No, I've been dazed.
Oh, so you have one more action.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I mean, no, what you should realize before we do anything is that Troy has done a total party kill.
I roll the dice.
I realize you have no control over what's happening.
I'm fully in the driver's seat here. And this is just going to get worse.
Oh, God.
How can they get
So I would provoke twice if I attempted to reload and then shoot this thing.
Provoke twice? No, you would just... Oh, because reloading and shooting from...
Could you make the... Could he roll a stealth or a bluff check to do it when... Because this creature has me in its tendrils.
Right. It has no intelligence. I would say you're going to provoke once.
Can I roll a stealth before I do anything to see if I don't provoke?
A stealth to assume it doesn't see you. Yeah, actually, you can. I don't see why not.
And I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm imagining this bloody dwarf. He, like,
under his body.
Like, his fingers covered in blood and shaking, and he's trying to, like, without being seen, reload his weapon.
17 stealth.
Well, I already spilled the beans that it has no intelligence, so it must also have no... Well, it has very little wisdom, and it has no perception, so it does not see you.
All right.
So I can reload.
Good call.
You can reload... at your own risk.
You did it.
I'll reload, I guess.
And you're fine. It does not attack you.
So I reload both my barrels, and then I'm going to do my rapid shot up close and deadly.
I get to see him.
Yeah. Do it.
Just trying to shoot at this thing.
Oh,
26 yeah. Against touch AC.
Hit!
The red dice will be the fire dice.
Oh, yeah!
That is 19 points of damage.
19 points of damage, okay.
Second attack.
Still standing.
Oh, my God.
Still standing, but it looks like it's about to let Della go!
Don't miss fire.
That is a 12 against touch AC.
You hit it.
Yes!
Yes! Oh!
And you kill it.
Yes! Nice!
And it releases Della.
Della just
barrels.
Boom, lands
barrels.
On her boom, feet.
I feel something shifting.
All right. See, guys?
Something has changed.
Just stick with it. And for the first time in 17 rounds, Lork is awake, but he is at -6. What do you do, Lork? Drink a potion of cure moderate and provoke? You got it, buddy. Let me roll.
I'm not really sure how this is all going to work. It's getting into complicated mechanics, but I can tell you story-wise, he snaps out of it, snaps back into the fight, just sees blood all over himself. It, like, time just went without, you know,
right, 18 seconds.
Understanding it passing, and he's just like engages the power of the belt and goes into a rage.
Yeah.
Which will bring him back above 0 hit points. But if he goes down again, it's going to be really bad. But he is raging now, so he's going to do a raging power attack against this guy.
Badass.
The only, and it's going to be like the last, you know, last swing of his life, basically.
He will then collapse to the ground after this, correct?
No, because of the rage.
Because I went above 0.
Ah.
With the rage.
He has five rounds before he collapses.
Right, but now these, and then they're not temporary hit points, but this could put you at a severe disadvantage if you go unconscious. You could just straight up die.
Death is a severe disadvantage.
Yes. Yeah.
I hate this episode so much.
Skid hasn't even taken one hit.
You know what? I can't. Here's the thing.
It's
up to you. Going into the rage is a standard action with the belt, which means I can't go into a rage and attack.
You should have
automatically go into the rage when you take more than 50% of your hit point damage.
Right. And I took that while dazed by a long shot, but I never took it in one hit. You know what I mean? Along the way. So it's up to you.
I see what you're saying.
I thought it was... In one hit if you go
below 50. Then you enter without a choice.
You're certain of that. It's not just once you go below half.
No, it's definitely not once you go below half. It's whenever the wearer takes an amount of damage equal to at least half his current hit points in a single round.
I
did, because you did 16 and 16.
Okay. So you were already raging while dazed. What round would this be of your rage? When did that happen?
That happened 2 rounds ago.
All right, so you're now in round 3 of your rage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's round 2 of the rage.
Okay.
Because it would be, yeah.
What round are we in overall?
It's not going to matter.
Round 7?
I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay.
Unless there's more healing coming.
My flaming scimitar is about to go out.
Critical this guy.
Okay. Here we go. Power attack. Raging. End of life. Lork. Power attack. 21 to hit.
The music is so... Bum, 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 bum.
21 to hit.
Just barely hits it.
Oh, God. 21. And then damage, 17 points of damage.
Okay. As you strike it,
It's worse. It's worse.
You take 6 points of piercing damage from the thorns. You like hit the brambles hit you and you take 6 points.
No reflex save for that?
No, it's automatic. And you said 17 points of damage?
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, this thing is not long for the world, but it could take one of you with it.
I think it just did. I think it might have just... I think the thorns might have permanently killed Lork.
Get out of here. How?
I get 10 temporary hit points from the rage. That put me to plus 4.
Yeah, but don't forget, you entered that rage 2 rounds ago, so you would have never went in the negative and used your ferocity.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So if I take... Okay, so if I take 6 now, I go to negative 2, but I am not unconscious, so I'm still raging.
Right. So now...
this is the most dangerous place to be.
Like, so wait a minute. Your ferocity, you can only use it once per day.
Right, once
per day. So because you started raging a couple rounds ago, you got those bonus hit points. Your con and your strength went up, so you...
So I never actually used that ferocity.
Right. Okay. But...
I'm at negative 2. I'm using ferocity. I'm already raging. I already have 10. Okay, here's the thing. I already have 10 bonus hit points from rage. I'm at negative 2. My con is 12. So if I go out of the rage for any reason, I die. If I go unconscious next round and don't have any healing, I die. Because it's not if you go unconscious. One round after you go into ferocity, you go unconscious. Like, if you don't come above 0.
And if you go unconscious, you die.
Basically, right now, the way this looks to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awful.
And Galapagos has already used 4 channels. Right? 4 or 5? Oh, boy.
4.
Oh, my
word. Oh, my God. Well, at least he got a hit in before he went down.
This fight...
And he might not go down.
...played as advertised. And
I'm sorry. Don't forget Barry Connick Jr. Oh, God. This
is he
poor
still
thing.
Unconscious?
No, he's conscious now. So it's like he's just going to keep taking punishment. You know?
But you're awake now to tell it to stay.
Yeah, I'll just say,
stay! Stay down!
And he knows that command. All right, he'll just stay.
Barry Connick Jr. to stay. Della. I'll tell you all right now, this thing is close to the edge.
What would I have to do to get in within range to melee attack it?
Come on. Let him just do a plunging attack. Come on, you want to talk about Dark Souls?
Well,
she jumps off the mound.
Charge.
Yeah, it's a charge.
You can charge.
I'm at 10 hit points right now. So I'm going to... If I hit it, I take damage and could probably go unconscious. I could magic missile it, but if I have to move more than 5 feet, I can't magic missile and attack.
Just magic missile it.
I love the idea.
Guaranteed.
Just like...
No, but I would die.
Definitely?
Not definitely, not but still.
I would take most of my hit points and damage.
You have no idea what he rolled to hit me with 6 on the thorns. You don't know. He might roll 2. You know, but regardless, magic missile always hits. You could jump and do that sweet move and then roll a 1. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm worried about.
Right now it goes Della, Galabras, and then it.
Right. One hit on Lork. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. It's not even going to get... Ferocity's not going to matter. One hit and he's done.
I got a magic missile. I got a guaranteed damage and guarantee that it's going to do magic damage.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do it.
Cut through the DR, yeah.
I respect that.
What's the max you could do on this?
4d4 plus 4. So.
Oh, you could.
17.
Kill it.
Really?
20.
44 plus 4.
17 is
44 plus 1 on each one.
So you're standing atop the hill. Matthew's face doesn't look good.
12.
That's not awful.
It had 11 hit points.
Oh my God!
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God! No! Oh my God! Holy shit!
Oh my God!
Matthew!
Woo! Seriously, no joke. If Lurk doesn't get healed in 6 seconds, he dies permanently.
Yeah, I channel again immediately.
Oh my!
Oh nice!
Eight points. My last channel.
All right, so.
Resolve yourselves. Tell me what's happening.
Hold on a second.
It's all happening in a matter of seconds.
He heals 8 hit points.
Uh-huh.
He then...
Drops out of the rage
and loses 10. So now he's -4 and dying.
Okay.
Okay.
Stabilize him.
Roll the stable.
Well, we don't have Gormley anymore.
But now
we're out of combat.
But then I come down and do a.
I'm just asking what you're doing.
Well, then I come down and do Cure Moderate on him.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. 18.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Wow. Wow.
Wow. 2d8 plus 3 is, right? It's huge.
And that you guys, roll. You guys got that channel. Also,
did you add the? Have we been adding the bonuses?
Oh,
to channels?
No, and I didn't.
No, the channels don't get it.
Yeah,
no, the channels don't. But
oh, it does on that.
Yeah,
plus so another
that's
nine.
27. That's 27.
Oh.
Oh, so for the next thing that moves out of a mound, I have more health.
Oh God. So Lork gets healing. Galabras, what is Della and what are you guys at?
Well, Della just shot 4 missiles out of her fingers and surprisingly enough to herself, destroyed the creature. And it's just like,
that's awesome.
What?
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
Amazing.
I love that. That's a great way to kill
that's
it.
That's fucking awesome. Baron, what are you doing? You're laying on the ground covered in blood, almost dead.
I'm trying to see if I can position my shirt in a way to where people can't see I peed my pants.
Good.
Which happens sometimes when you don't shake enough at the urinal. You mm-hmm. know, you guys mm-hmm. know. Boy, yeah. Just boy things.
Do you have any potions you can take or anything you can do to yourself?
I have nothing besides a potion of sanctuary.
Della, where are you at hit points?
I'm at 18.
18.
I'm not great. I'm below half.
Galabras, are you going to wand, run up to Baron and wand him?
I can start wanding, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to Barry Connick Jr. And five. He's got to be freaking out. He has one hit point.
Okay.
So he's got to be freaking out, so I try to calm him down.
I'm all letting you guys do too many actions. I want to get like a couple. He can give one touch of the wand.
Can you give me a wand hit?
Yeah. 10.
With the double?
Yeah.
I'll pick up my bow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I just want to try to soothe.
9.
Oh, no, he doesn't have one hit point anymore. He's got 9 because of the channel. Okay.
12.
Awesome.
Wow. Holy crap.
Still right at half or just below half.
All right.
Doing good.
Do you guys want to move further into the room?
I want to check on Awiga.
Yeah, I want to go to Awiga and be like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
Okay, so you shake her to wake her up?
No, we kick her in the head to wake her up.
what happened?
So we'll gently shake her to wake her up.
What happened?
You've fallen unconscious.
Oh, it was the Order of Blight. I'm too sensitive as a druid. I must have... I'm so sorry. Did everyone live?
Just barely. Thanks to Galabras. He's once again saved us.
Is the room clear of all evil?
I say, we don't know yet. I don't think you should go in, though, if you faint.
Okay, I'll hang back then. I don't sense. Can any of you sense?
I'm gonna cast Detect Evil and scan the room.
Do you walk forward at all to get like more coverage?
Yeah, I try to get 60 feet away from the chest.
Okay, do any of you go with him?
Nope.
You just like Galabras.
Yeah, no, of course, Lork is right behind.
I don't have to move that far. Like I only have to.
I'll go with you too. No, actually, you know what? I will go up on the mound next to you.
Yeah, I'll be in the back. I'm still not feeling great.
You guys walk into the room and you just flick the wig over.
She's useless. She's a completely pointless character.
She really is.
We should have just coup de grace on her.
Instead of waking her up.
All right. Galabras moves forward into the room to start detecting magic.
I'm going to stand next to Lork, actually.
And Baron, Barry Connick Jr., and Lork are all sort of right next to him. And Della climbed the second mound on the left of the room at the top of the mound. And boom. Galabras detects evil, and he senses great evil, but the evil isn't coming from in front of him. It's coming from behind him.
Oh, God.
You fool.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Took you long enough, and now you will die. She goes invisible. And you're all going to die next week.
Oh, my God. You're fucking kidding me.
Damn it.
You were right. We should have a coup de grace.
We should have coup de grace.